This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking ahead to the future a little bit, our Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker joins us, of course, the host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, daily NFL podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. He was also in New Orleans, both for Media Row, but I know you went back on Sunday, too. You told us you were taking the family as well. So I'll say it. It hurts. It hurts here, but congratulations to you. You got to have that moment with your family and everything.
Yeah, thank you so much. That was really cool. I call over 30 games a year, so I pretty much never get to just kind of be a dad and a fan and take my family to a game. And I think I told you guys, but late the week after the championship games, my daughter, who turned 13 Sunday, said, "Daddy, can you please take me to the Super Bowl for my birthday?" And so I thought, okay. So we went and certainly was not expecting that at all, but was really, really happy because it made the birthday all the more special that the Eagles won. Would have been not nearly as cool of a trip if it had gone the other way. And I was as stunned as anyone. You know, everybody in Philadelphia, where I do a lot of media and do a lot of work for the Eagles, has been reminding me that I predicted the Chiefs would win. I love all these people mocking me because I picked the Chiefs to win. Like, the Chiefs were favored in the game. I want to see all these geniuses that made hundreds of thousands of dollars betting the Eagles' money line.
Right,
okay?
Right.
Okay, like, it was that obvious that the Eagles are going to – I didn't see one person say 34-0 or 40-6 or whatever. Not a single person saw that coming. I don't care what anybody says.
What do you think? So we always looked at it. I was trying to decide between, like, was it just one of those performances where it unraveled and everything got the better of you? Or were the Chiefs doing an incredible job at disguising a massive weakness for an entire NFL season? Like, we know they went through four left tackles and that their offensive line had their struggles and that the Phillies' defensive line was good. But either it was an all-time performance by their defensive line or Kansas City just did one of the greatest magic tricks for 18-plus games disguising what was a much bigger weakness than even we realized.
So it's a great question, and I would say the answer is a little bit of both. Because ironically, I actually thought that the Eagles' D-line 2 years ago was better.
Same.
And if you remember 2 years ago, you know, that's when they had knocked out two Niners quarterbacks out of the game, and Christian McCaffrey was, you know, playing quarterback for a play. I mean, it was an absolute disaster. But they had guys that year. I mean, Brandon Graham, they set the NFL record, I think, for sacks that year, which is why, by the way, it was so stunning when in that Super Bowl 2 years ago, they had zero sacks.
Right.
And obviously, some people think the footing played a part in it, whatever. The point is, I think both years were probably closer to the middle, and that what we saw in these two Super Bowls was the extremes. In other words, I don't really think that the Chiefs' offensive line was good enough where they should have been able to shut out the Eagles' D-line 2 years ago. But I also don't think it was so pronounced that, you know, it's halftime or early third quarter, and I look up in the next-gen stats, the Eagles have 5 sacks, 11 quarterback pressures with 0 blitzes. I mean, that's the part that was stunning. I do think that Chiefs O-line 2 years ago was better because they still had Orlando Brown and they had Tooney at guards. They were just so good on the interior, whereas this year I think they probably had 3 guys that if you could really tee off on them, that they probably were going to struggle at times in one-on-one pass pro, and that was the right tackle, the left guard, and the left tackle. And I thought Andy Reid made a major mistake not running it more or really at all in the first half because the Eagles, they played so many 2 deep safety looks. You know, he really put the offensive line in a spot where they were just kind of catching and, you know, the Eagles could just tee off on them. And then Mahomes was never comfortable. The Eagles have some very good, you know, coverage players, coverage defenders. And then he would hold it because they would take away the underneath stuff. And then by the time he held it, they just were coming at you in waves. The other thing, like, the weird thing about the game to me is it looked like the Eagles looked like they had just been off for a month and they were like flying around, jumping out of their shoes. And look at the Chiefs are playing on a short week. Like, I don't know how else to describe it, but it just, that was what I was sensing with like the energy. Maybe the crowd had something to do with it. I don't know, but right from the start, it was like, wow. I mean, you could just feel it.
I just wonder, like, sometimes, and I know that it takes so long to show up sometimes, Ross. It's like, there's a reason they played an extra season and a half over 6 seasons. Like, you start getting kicked in the teeth, and you're like, okay, I'm out. Like, you know? Like, at some point, three-peats are nearly impossible in the Super Bowl era for a reason, and it's because most of these teams eventually run out of gas in the regular season. But this, like, so this is like the whole argument. Like, I understand, like, the people would be like, well, never going to mention Brady ever again. I think we got to wait till the end of their careers probably to do it. But I refuse, Ross, and I don't know how the people felt about this as a player. I refuse to let the national narrative be that it is somehow worse to get your ass kicked in the Super Bowl than lose a close game in the wild card. No, it's better to have gotten to the Super Bowl. You accomplished more in a season than teams who lost earlier in the years in those other dynasties.
You are 1,000% correct, okay? I will never buy that story. It's like when the people would say, well, Joe Montana never lost in the Super Bowl. Well, yeah, he only got to 4. You know what I mean? Like, that you are always better racking up conference championship game appearances, racking up, you know, getting to Super Bowls. And by the way, you have a 0% chance to win the Super Bowl if you don't get there. He's now 3-2 in Super Bowls, which, by the way, isn't that what Brady was?
Yep.
Did Brady win his first 3 and then lose the next 2?
Yep.
So who cares? So they're both 3-2 in Super Bowls. Now, in terms of, like, the GOAT stuff and all of that, I think until Mahomes wins 5, which is 2 more, I think people should probably, you know, tap the brakes on that.
Agreed.
A little bit, right? Like, he's going to have to win 5 and get within legit striking distance. And it is fair. I don't ever remember Brady playing that poorly in a Super Bowl. And Mahomes has kind of done it twice now. I don't even remember Brady really playing that poorly in AFC Championship games. But he had a game I remember against the Jets where he really looked bad in the playoffs, like a divisional round game, Sanchez Jet.
There was a Jake Plummer game he got rocked.
Yeah, wild card game against the Ravens, he didn't play well. So Brady's had bad games in the playoffs. You know, it's just interesting. The further you get in the playoffs, we remember those games a lot more. So, like, when you lose in the wild card round, the divisional round, because there's so many other games and because it's not the game that necessarily everybody's locked in on, like the whole game, we don't remember that as much as the conference championship games and the Super Bowls, where I don't recall Brady looking kind of like, you know, like Mahomes looked in that game. I mean, that was, I don't know, you guys got to tell me, that was by far the worst I can ever remember Patrick looking.
Yes.
Just in terms of the interceptions were both really bad. You know, even DeAndre Hopkins is wide open, and maybe he should have caught it or whatever, but that was like, wow, this is just not his day. He was holding on to the ball. Obviously, you could tell he was confused. I think it's the worst game I've seen him play. You guys would have to remind me of how bad the one was against the Bucks, or even
this
the
was worse.
Game against the Bengals.
Yeah, this was worse, because I would argue in the Bucks game, if you look at and even go back and watch that, Mahomes was trying to pull off, like, you know, Herculean plays and things like that.
He looked okay in that game. His team let him down more than the other way around.
Whereas this one, he made plenty of mistakes, and this is far more on him, in addition, of course, to the offensive line than the Bucks one, in my opinion.
That's the thing, I think, and I had Greg Cosell, who does an excellent job, you know, on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast this morning, breaking it down. But what is so telling is the Eagles not blitzing once and having two deep safeties the vast majority of the plays. They basically said, number one, we don't think you're going to run it. And number two, even if you do run it, we're not really worried about it. We can solve it. And they also stayed in nickel the whole game with Cooper DeJean. So even if you do run it, we think we can stop it with our front six. And then we don't have to ever bring a blitz to get pressure. We're going to get pressure with our front four. That's a problem. And, you know, to Cody's point, like, that's something that obviously the Chiefs are going to have to once again reinvest in the offensive line. Because they had a couple guys at positions that are, you know, not up to par for where they need to be to play better in a game like that. Especially if Andy's going to come out and just have them kind of throw the ball every play. I really thought that was a mistake.
100% with you. We're talking to our Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Bigger picture from your perspective, when you look at both the Chiefs and the Eagles, and, you know, there's already, you know, the national shows talking about, can the Eagles become the next dynasty here in Kansas City? We don't think this thing is suddenly just over for Kansas City either, although they've got questions to answer. How do you view the Chiefs moving forward? And it is a big offseason, but I think it'd be foolish with Mahomes and Andy Reid still around to think that they're just falling off a cliff or anything.
Right. So, again, anybody saying anything negative about the Chiefs or Mahomes or Andy Reid, like, you're kidding yourselves. They've been to five of the last six Super Bowls. They've won three of them. That is incredible. I could actually make the argument that watching what happened Sunday almost makes me appreciate everything else they've accomplished even more. You know, like, the amount of games they've won and playoff games, and think about how many times they've beaten the Bills and the Ravens. It makes it even more impressive on some level, because you realize sometimes you have a game where, like, the other team, I mean, let's play this game for a second. I'm going to pull this up, okay, right now. How many guys, let's just say offensively, how many guys on the Chiefs offense at their position would start for the Eagles, okay? Neither guy would start. Xavier Worthy was a good draft pick. And by the way, I think it's very telling that Xavier Worthy became their go-to skill guy. But he's not starting over Devontae Smith or A.J. Brown.
Right.
Okay? On the O-line, Creed Humphrey and Trey would both start over their counterparts at center and right guard. But the Eagles are significantly better at the other three spots because Tooney's pumped out to left tackle. Dallas Goedert is a better player right now, I would say, than Travis is. That one's probably close. You know, Saquon Barkley, forget it, compared to the Chiefs running back.
You wouldn't take Kareem Hunt over Saquon?
Yeah.
The easiest decision on the field.
And then Mahomes, right? So basically what we're saying is, what is that, three guys?
Yeah.
Mahomes, the center and the right guard.
Tight end, if you're, you know, you're probably in Kansas City, but if you're in Philly, you're probably saying Goddard.
Yeah, right. Yeah, then, yeah, Goddard or Kelce, right. So let's say 3.5 guys on offense for the Chiefs would start for the Eagles. And then defensively, Chris Jones would start. I think Bolton would start next to Zach Bond, the first team All-Pro linebacker, but not over him. Karlaftis is close, I would say, with Sweat and Nolan Smith. On the back end, I think McDuffie starts, but I don't know. I mean, the point is that the Eagles have a really, really good team, and it makes what they've done very impressive. The Chiefs have a very good GM, and they're aggressive with Veach. I give Veach a ton of credit. I mean, he basically did everything he could. You know what I mean? Like, you know, bringing in Hollywood Brown, bringing in Juju, DeAndre Hopkins, you know, trying with DJ Humphries, you know, on defense, trading for Uche. I mean, he really tried to do every little thing he could do to get those guys to be able to do it again. I fully suspect they'll be in the mix with the Ravens, with the Bills, maybe with the Bengals. Although the Bills, I mean, the Bengals, three of their, like, best four players are free, or, you know, need new contracts. You know what I mean? So, like, the Bengals have their own issues. But, yes, the Eagles are – I can't say the Eagles are going to be a dynasty because they don't have an MVP – like, their quarterback did not play an MVP caliber level this year. He played his two best games the last two games. They're going to have a new coordinator. The Eagles will be in the mix, but part of that, quite frankly, is because the NFC is not as good as the AFC. You know, like,
sure.
The NFC, the Lions, they lose both their coordinators. The Vikings have a quarterback issue. I think the Packers, maybe. Do you think the Niners are coming back or not? I just think the Eagles are probably the clear favorite in the NFC, but not necessarily. I don't know that they're good enough at head coach and quarterback, like proven enough to say, okay, here comes a dynasty. What I do feel comfortable with saying is here comes a team that's sure as heck going to be in the mix for at least the next three. I mean, every guy on offense is under contract next year except for Becton, but they have a guy to replace him. And their six best players on offense are under contract for at least the next 2 years. I mean, they're set up to be very good through 2026 at a minimum.
Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider, thanks again for coming on throughout the season, man. Enjoy the offseason. I know you've been busy all fall, so maybe you'll get a take a deep breath here for a little bit.
It is absolutely my pleasure. Great to talk with you guys. Yes, ski season starts tomorrow. I'll be flying out west to ski. It's the only thing I can do post-football, so if you're in Montana and you see a 260-pound blur coming down in an orange jacket, that's...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Me.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.